Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. And Indianola girls soccer defeated Knoxville 8-1 on Monday evening. I got a chance to catch up with team captains Aubrey Edgington and Lake Martin after the 8-1 victory, as well as head coach Aaron Ebling, and we'll get right to it. Indianola girls soccer athletes who are?
Lake Martin, Aubrey Edgington.
Well, tell us a little bit about coming into this season, your thoughts about the team, and obviously how early practices have gone so far.
So far, practice has been going well. We have a new formation that seems to be working really well, and I think it showed on our game today. I think this year we're really playing together as a team, and it's really showing on the field. And I think we all really love each other, and we all want to see each other succeed, and I think it's really working well for us right now.
8 goals to open the season, obviously fantastic. What was working tonight and what wasn't, and that you want to improve upon?
I think we were working really well together, connecting passes. Definitely towards the end, we were getting a little tired, which will come with time. I mean, it's the first game of the year, but we really were connecting, which we think is a huge thing to our success, is connecting passes and playing possession. So we're going to continue to do that all year.
Our long balls of getting out to the corner for our crosses were really efficient, and they worked very well for a lot of our goals.
I know the cold weather isn't always fun, but it's kind of a team bonding thing. How have you dealt with the cold so far?
You know, we got really lucky the first week of our practices when it was warm. And, you know, I seem to like a little challenge with the weather. It makes it a little more fun, but we enjoy it.
It could be worse. Yeah,
that's always good. Yeah, you love to hear that. It's not the worst it could be, right?
Yeah.
I know the Little Hawkeye Conference is always tough. How do you want to improve this year going up against some of the top teams in the state, really?
Well, this year we got moved to 2A, so we're hoping to get to the state tournament. We've gotten close to the third round of regionals, but we're hoping to get into state this year.
I think going into the season, we really feel like we can compete with those big teams that we may not have been able to compete with in the past, so I think we're just really optimistic going into those big games.
Talk about off-season work. I know wearing the captain's bands, coach trusts the upperclassmen to be able to organize a lot of that, whether it's club, whether it's individual. How do you think the team approached the off-season, and then individually as a team, what did you do?
In the off-season, everyone seemed to play club, which I think is really big for us. A lot of us play together, and then we even were doing a lot of open gyms, just getting touches on the ball in the off-season, which have really helped us when we got out here because we already felt like we had a head start.
We did really early morning runs to get us conditioned that a good amount of girls came out to. And I know a lot of us did some sort of lifting during winter to also stay in shape and ready to go.
Had Coach Ebling for a couple of years now in the program. How well do you think her program has been implemented? And, you know what she expects of you at this point, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, as she's coached us, we've all gotten, used to her coaching skills. And I think this year it's going to work really well because a lot of us have been coached by her for a little bit at this point.
Yeah, I definitely feel like now we know what to expect. We know what our goals are, and we're really trying to make those goals happen.
What do you want to see from the team over the next couple of weeks? I know the schedule starts to get a little tougher, start to get a couple games per week. What do you want to be able to say?
We definitely want to win, and we just want to play hard and not give up and just stay positive overall.
Try to have our keep get some shutouts and win some games.
Indianola girls soccer wins their season opener 8-1 over Knoxville. Coach, obviously a good performance to start. Did you see everything that you wanted to see?
It was hit and miss. There were a lot of things that we've worked on the past 2 weeks and in the preseason with possession, connecting passes, stringing passes together. And I don't think at the beginning we did a really good job of that, but we did bounce back. The middle of the first half and then the beginning of the second half got a little sloppy again at the end of the second half, but that's going to happen beginning of the season. So overall, I thought it went well. We just need to really focus in all 80 minutes and make sure that we're stringing those passes together and playing that possession.
Talk a little bit about the team's mentality coming into this year. You've been coach for a couple of years now. The girls know what to expect off-season wise and coming in. You don't have to implement a lot of new things as far as mentality. What were they thinking coming in?
Well, we kind of knew going in against Knoxville, it would either be a close game or it'd be one that we could get several people in the scoring column. The girls have really bought into what we've been working on the past 2 weeks. We've changed our formation. We're trying to play a more attacking game this year. We have two new assistant coaches. And so through conversations there, we're just trying to get the girls to realize that attacking the ball up the field, bringing up our defense and our outside mids, that we can attack. We have speed, we have skill, and so that's kind of where our heads are at right now, just trying to attack, build back up in the back by dropping the ball into our defense, and then recollecting as one and going forward again.
I talked to a couple of the athletes. They said they weren't bothered by the cold too much, but I think the wind.
Yeah.
My wimpy self has been out here for the second half, and it's cold. Talk about how the wind can affect early parts this season.
Yeah, going into the game, I talked with the captains, and we decided we wanted to go with the wind the first part of the game, and so we did, and that was good for us. We were able to use that to our advantage and get some goals early. And then the second half, we had to go into the wind. The wind died down for a little bit, which was nice, but it also made us play that more possession game and try to string those passes together, which we've been working on. So with the wind, it actually really helped us and made us do the things we want to do all the time, no matter what the weather is. So
the athletes mentioned their goals, dropping down to 2A. They sense an opportunity, and it felt like they put the work in. Did you see that? And is that kind of, you want to perpetuate that a little bit?
Yeah, so in the offseason we worked really hard. We talked about the new season and everything. We actually talked about our goals together, met with seniors, met with captains, met as a team, and have created those. And right now we're on track. We just need to keep going. We did have a lot of girls in the off season that did stuff for open gyms and or played like club ball. And so that's one thing that Indianola has been really working with over the past 4 to 5 years, is trying to get players playing in the off season, whether it's playing for Tribe or playing for Apex or Sporting or VSA or Des Moines Soccer Club, whatever it is. We want girls playing soccer year round. And so our girls have done a good job of that. There's been a lot of buy-in with that. They're getting involved. The younger girls are getting involved. So we're really proud of that, and we're looking forward to what's to come.
I know, as always, a very tough little Hawkeye conference. Yeah. What do you want to see from Indianola and try and make some noise again in the conference this year?
Yeah, so we just want to keep doing what we're doing right now, use the things we're learning in practice and teaching in practice, and then just going into the conference. And really our goal is, one of our goals is to place third or higher. We know we're going to have to compete against a good DCG team. We're going to have to compete against a good Pella and Norwalk team, all who went to state or are state contenders, and we know that's there. We'll play some non-conference game against higher class schools, just to get that feel of those more intense games. So just using that and moving forward, pushing ourselves, playing together, and just working together to try to meet those goals.
Again, that was Indianola girls soccer team captains Aubrey Edgington and then head coach Aaron Ebling after Indianola defeated Knoxville 8-1 to start the season Monday evening. More after this on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.